Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Mad or Glad Live, Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody, around the world. And if we get our engineer in here, you'll be able to call in, say what you're mad about or glad about. I got a mad right off the top here. You know, it's really disheartening that the politicians are arguing and fighting with each other and accusing and all that back and forth when people are struggling to try to keep their lives together. A friend of mine in Brooklyn has a store, Brooklyn, New York. He's 4 months behind in his rent, and he's got, what, four children? The wife died, you know, and the guy has been a brave guy, I'll tell you something. He's trying to keep it all together. So there are probably thousands, millions of people like that in this country. You know, help the people and then do the other arguing stuff. That's what should come first, the people. But then, of course, the politicians typically don't care about people. You know, they really don't. They're just very indifferent and want to continue the same way that doesn't apply to helping most of us. The people who are wealthy and well-to-do, they don't have to worry about it. You know, because they got tremendous asset. But these politicians ought to wake up and change their ways and change this system. Can get better help. And so that's a mad. Turn it into a glad. You know. Who knows who's going to win the election? Nobody really knows. But, I mean, you've got a president in there already. You know what you got. Get somebody else in there. You don't know what you're going to get. And then somebody else could undo a lot of the good things that President Trump is doing. And then you go backward. It takes years and years to manipulate the government. You know, they got to have meetings. Got to get approved by Congress and all that. And the who suffers in the end? The people that are struggling. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I'll tell you another thing I'm mad about. The other day there was a thing in the news. I think I mentioned it Friday night on the funnies, but it's worth mentioning again. There was a thing on the news where this doctor, supposed to be the head of the communicable diseases and all that stuff, was talking, and the senator made a comment, New York is completely clear of virus. And the doctor got very annoyed with this senator and said, oh, you weren't listening. You know, in other words, he said that it's not over, you know. Well, I submit that these damn doctors aren't listening. Look at all these hospitals that they go to, that they frequent, that they control, that they work in. Every hospital they work in is responsible for some of the deaths of this virus. Now, how can you trust the medical profession? You know, I mean, you can trust them with certain things, maybe to fix a broken leg or something, stuff like that. But if they're not calling upon, and I've said this again and again, and I'm going to repeat it, if they're not calling upon all types of healing to help people, they aren't doing their job. We did a show on this last week, so That's a mad. The doctors are saying that people are not listening. Well, they're not listening either. They better start listening, because there's a lot of people out there, many of them whom were medical doctors and still are, and crossed over to the holistic type of healing. All right, Man of Glad Monday, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Phone number 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. Save the beautiful, beautiful Akita. My dog saves me every day. And, yeah, you know, you can dial them up. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. All right. Big East, Akita Rescue. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, you need dog food, cat food, medical care, give Gary a call. Nobody starves on Long Island is the website or the Facebook. And, yeah, Gary's number is 631-484-3085. So check him out. Tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And if you need cat food, and by the way, if you're disabled, talk to him about that, because he's been known to deliver the food who can't get around the way they should. All right, dog food, cat food, and little animal food. All right, Inner Sight, remind you. Watch out for all the beautiful children. Take care of them. Love them. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and many, many others that we remember. And they go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. And that's what we try to practice as much as possible. Inner Sight. Extra mile for a child. Hey, around the world, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, helps Inner Sight. His office is right here in Islip, Long Island. And that number is 631-888-1186. And if you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, give Mr. Kennedy a call. He's a real cool guy, very caring individual. And he's a big animal lover, too, so you can tell him about your animal. All right, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy. And some of our friends, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of the people that have helped us in the past, and of course my good friends at Suffolk Bus Corp, always. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, Man of Glad Monday. If you're listening and you want to try to call in, 213-816-1650. We hope to have our engineer on the line shortly. Again, that number, 213-816-1650. Right here on our podcast. Around the world, Inner Sight, with the Mad or Glad Monday. By the way, here's a glad new television time, and we got to get some... probably going to have to put some more of the old shows on, because they aren't opening the studio yet. All right. Television time. Go here on Long Island. 7:30 Thursday. That starts this Thursday. 7:30. Thursday night. The Manhattan Neighborhood Network is Wednesday night, 1997.
Okay.
At 11.
Hello, Frank.
1997.
We're having issues with our phone. Even Maureen confirms that she can't call in. I have to call her off the board also. I just called myself off the board.
You called in?
No, I called him by calling off the board, off of the program board. Our guest line is not able to work right now.
What number did you call in on?
I tried our regular guest line. I used the board. There's a board number that you could call off the board. Like now I'm dialing Maureen, right? And I could call off the board. Is it not a way of doing it off the board that you could call and get the person, you know?
Oh,
so,
but people can't use that number from the outside.
No, they can't. That's the problem. I have to know their number before, you know, I know Maureen's number. So she said to me, can you call me too? I said, yeah, I will. So I'm going to put her in the screening room and then I'll bring her in. Okay?
Yeah, all right. We'll take a phone call.
Oh, you want to bring her in? Okay. All right, hang on.
All right, Inner Sight Live. Maureen from Queens. Technical stuff with the phones here. So stand by with that for us.
Yep. Here she comes. She's coming straight in.
Hello, Inner Sight.
We're waiting. Yeah. Oh, it failed. Why didn't she didn't answer? Hey, Maureen, answer the phone. Hold on. Probably doesn't know what to
All
do.
Right.
Hold on, give
Maybe
me a second.
She,
No.
Got
I had it on.
Call.
No. Hang on. She'll answer. Hold on now. Oh, she didn't answer again. Hold on. She got a little. Hold on. Let me see why.
All right, man. A glad Monday. Inner Sight. And told that we have trouble with the guest line.
Hold on 1 second, okay? I'll be right back.
So if you want to keep trying it, maybe,
yeah.
You know, it'll kick in. 213-816-1650. That's the regular number. Yeah, Matt are glad. And a lot of people that I talk to are very mad at this governor here in New York. You know?
Oh, she got through. Okay, hold on.
They don't like him.
Okay.
No, I don't
want
blame
to take a call?
Yeah.
Okay. Here she comes. Hello, my friend.
Inner Sight, hello.
It disconnected. There's no voice. See, I'm telling you, we're having a lot of troubles with it.
Can you signal them and let them know?
I'm going to try. Remember, they close at a certain time. You know, it really is ridiculous.
They should have somebody standing by.
Yep, they should. We pay them.
It doesn't work.
Well, they don't. Hold on, let me check and see if they're online. Usually they close at a certain time.
All right, Matt are glad. Yes, we can appreciate that people are angry.
Hold on a second.
We can appreciate that people
yes,
are angry at Governor Cuomo.
Hold on, Frank.
You know, for the way he has handled things, treated people, made them more vulnerable to illness, especially in the nursing homes. And even now, you know, that the thing apparently has calmed down, why isn't he getting people out, you know, for fear of another surge of the virus? I mean, now would be the time to act on that. See, that's a mad. Turn that mad into a glad, Governor Cuomo. Get people out of these nursing homes. You know, that would really make up for a lot. And the government owes us a great deal, especially those of us who are disabled. What do they owe us? They owe us the same thing that they've given to everybody else, the same type of accessibility. And
yes, they owe us tremendously. Hold on one second again.
And we, you know, we at Intersight really believe. Somebody said to me today, and it shows you how wrong people are, been trying to get the traffic signals here accessible here in the town where I live, Sayville, New York. And somebody said to me, there's only about 13 blind people in the town, and there's not enough people.
Hold on, Maureen.
There's not enough people to, you know, to make it worthwhile. And my response was, well, how many people are going to have to die before they do something?
That's right.
You know. And then they said, people don't want to pay the taxes for the light. And I told them, they don't have to pay taxes for the light. The money for lights are there.
Right. It is.
They pay taxes now.
That's correct.
You know, and we're not getting the lights, course signals for everybody.
That's correct.
So people have misconceptions of what's going on. They really do. The money is there for those lights. Just like it would be for any other service that's supposed to protect your life.
Frank?
Yeah.
We have Maureen. We have Maureen on the phone. I had to dial her through my own phone because if I couldn't dial her through the board, it's really a mess. So,
all right, let's
Maureen.
See if we get her on the air.
She's on.
Hello.
She's through my line.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Hello?
You're through my line, by the way.
What happened?
I had to conference you in through my line.
Oh,
so
I know.
I'm going to let you in, no matter what.
I know, modern technology, right?
Yeah, modern, my...
Yeah, well, I'm just glad. I miss, you know, I don't know what. What are you talking about? The traffic lights and stuff?
Yeah, the mess that's going that we have as
individuals.
But you know,
how the money's there and they won't put them up.
I know. It's just getting. Tomorrow I have to go to Helping Hands because I've gotten more. I signed up with a new Empire. You know, they called about a month ago. Well, I got a card, then I signed up. Every day, I swear to God, every day I get a different letter. And I have to have them, you know, I have to have somebody read it to me. So I swear to God, every day I've gotten something for the past week. Now, they can't just send, like, one envelope with every... No. I have about 6 envelopes now for Empire.
I hate that. I really do.
I know. And then I have, well, because I wanted to try the one-shot deal... And then I was told I had to wait till, you know, I got an apartment and all that. And so now I got 5 envelopes from Jamaica for that. And I don't even need it because they canceled it now because I'm not ready for the one-shot deal yet. So, plus Alice has one from a couple weeks ago. So I have 6 of them. 6 of them, at least 6 things from Empire. And I can't read any of it because, you know, although it says, do you want it in large print or braille or audio, which I say audio, I still have never been sent audio to this day. Mm-hmm. And I think Empire is going to have to make some...
By the way, I just got a notice from Social Service in braille. Addressed to the wrong person, but in braille.
Oh, that's funny.
And
I
one of the things...
I think you're right.
one of the things they say in there specifically is alternative formats, and audio is one of them. So they
they're
supposed to send it to you.
You know what?
Yeah, but
I've
never gotten it. I have told them, you know, audio. I have put it down as I want audio, and I have yet to this day in years gotten anything in audio. Nothing.
Wait, my player
because there's no enforcement.
My player is not working right now. I should call the Talking Books. So, because I think that's what the Social Security thing works on. You know,
those type of cassette things? The disc?
I don't even know. I thought they were only DVDs. I don't know. Anyway,
I haven't been able to read one
Social Security letter. And I was
Through the disability section of the government.
I gotta find out something. Actually, I gotta find out which format. You know, if I'm just gonna go to large, see the large print is on the borderline of being way too small, and the audio is sometimes could be hard for me to hear, and I don't want to have to. You know, I might have to go to Braille, and I don't want to do that right now. So I'm on that borderline. That's what they told me, at least.
I don't never get the audio ever. Not ever. And I think Empire is going to have to do something, too, because there are people that can't read for themselves. So, you know, maybe they could do something or stop sending so many letters. I have no idea. I mean,
so many damn letters when they know that you're legally blind. This just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I have been trying it. I have a whole shopping bag full of stuff I'm trying to get rid of old letters or different things like that. And every day now I get like six, five of one, six of another.
It's never going to end. I'm crazy with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to end because if I could just get rid of them, but no, they got to sit around and then other things have to
and
be
I got
to
look at her insurance policies. She has like four or five of her insurance policies. I don't know what the hell to do with them, honestly.
Five of what?
Just throw them out.
Policies. I can't. Some of them might have money, Frank. Some of them might have money, Frank. I don't know.
What did they find? I didn't hear Susan.
Her insurance policies.
Yeah,
so I got to find out if they have any, you know, money from when my dad put money in them. But I have
to call
them
insurance
company.
Call them
and ask them. They all ask for me to read the stupid small print. And Chris... He reads, he can't, his eyes are getting kind of funky, you know, after you get a little older, kind of funky. And he says, well, I can't seem to see this too well. I'm like, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
You know? But it's kind of
there's
got to
be a number on those forms. You call them and you ask and you give them the
number
of the policy.
I did when I did, and they said the they want the policy number. So I gave them some of the policy numbers, and the policy numbers, they said to me, okay, I need your father. My father's underground. I'm sorry.
That's all right. They both from there. So
you know, and it's under my father's name, but I can't go to probate. How am I going to go to probate with my eyes like this? My mom's on the thing, but my mom has dementia, and I am her, you know, power of attorney. I'm sure I could do this. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to get everything put in my name is what I need. I need a lawyer is what I need, you know?
Right. And then you have to pay them.
Yeah, well, that's another story.
Yeah. Oh, I got my ballot, so I got
that's
that. So I have to somebody fill that out, too. So I asked Alice if I could stay 4 hours tomorrow just to get the mail done and take care of it.
Yeah, right.
Have to make copies.
You better get that thing
mom.
Out of storage, your reading machine. That would help tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I just have to find it wherever. Whatever
well, somebody should help you, really.
Yeah.
You know? So you have like a maintenance man or somebody like
In the storage?
Or like how about your friend who's your roommate? Can he help
Well,
you?
I mean, it's out in Fresh Pond Road. It's not in our building here.
Oh, okay.
It's in a separate place. It's out
Can
in
your roommate
storage.
Help you?
Yeah, he can come. We just have to go through cartons upon cartons. You know, there's a lot of cartons out there. So, you know, so, and the ones that helped me pack weren't the most rainy ones.
Well, you know, you could actually sit down and grab other boxes, repack them, and only save what you really want. That's what I've been doing with a lot of stuff, only saving what I really want.
I know.
A lot of things are just, bloop, goodbye.
Right.
I am.
Right now.
I'm really organizing my life.
Yeah,
wait,
right
let
now
Maureen
I'm
talk.
Just.
You keep interrupting.
Oh, right now. That's okay. The last couple of weeks have just been very sentimental and very. It's just getting to me now, really, that I have to be separated from my mom and her from me.
You know, I understand what you're feeling. I really do.
I know.
Truly relate. I sit down there. I haven't seen her. Really seen her and sat down with her and really had a good conversation since the last time I went to the doctor with her. It wasn't even a real
visit.
Conversation.
Right.
I wish
it was.
It was a doctor's visit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were only together maybe less than a half hour.
I know.
That was it.
It's just horrible that, I mean, I was there every day with her, every single day for 15 hours. And to be going through this for 6 months of hell, it's just... it's getting unbearable,
no,
really.
You know what,
it truly is.
When I'm planning, and it sounds really horrible, I don't want to say this, but I'm planning her funeral. I have to, because I know what's happening. I see the writing on the wall.
Mm.
I do. I saw it with my father.
Yeah. Well, I just have to get her out before, you know, I mean... I just have to. Whatever it takes, I'm going to have to just get her. And then you see all these selfish cretons. I won't even call them people. Cretons that don't give a damn about anyone else. They have weddings of 200 people. They have parties of 300 people. They don't give a damn. And they're out enjoying themselves. And then they can go spread something to someone else.
And they're still doing it. They don't care.
Exactly.
They don't.
Every weekend they're doing it.
You know what I want to do and say to them? You go do what you want, but lock yourself up in your house after you do it and do not spread your... I think that should be a mandate. If you want a party, every guest member that you invite to that party has to quarantine for 14 days now.
They'll never do it.
Well, they have
to. What is he talking about? I thought we weren't having air travel from other countries. What is he talking about today that there's 30-some-odd countries and when they come here they have to quarantine? What's he talking about? I thought we shut down air travel.
No, I think there's certain air travel that people can come in for certain things. I don't know exactly what it is. There is air travel,
Oh, I know. I can hear it. Lots of mornings I hear it over here, and I think, well,
but I don't think there's a lot of air travel. It's still on the minimum.
Well, there's some
there is
planes
air travel
up there, all right? You can hear them.
Of course you can.
They're so
I can't hear them that well. But you know what I do now? It's something different. I don't hear things now. I feel them more. So if there's like a really loud airplane, I could feel a rumble and I go, what was that? And somebody tells me that was an airplane.
Well, we're in the path, so, you know, lots of mornings they'll wake you up even.
I can't hear it because of my bad hearing now. Mm. But when I feel, because I'm next to an airport. I'm next to Republic. It's not a big airport, but I am right next to an airport. I don't hear it. I hear there's two train lines next to me. Some people tell me, oh, don't you hear the two trains? No. Isn't that sad? Mm. I used to have my hearing.
Yeah,
and now it's so gone that I don't.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can hear them. Some days they're going pretty good, you know. Some days they're not as bad. But some days, because I'm thinking, well, they're still traveling. And the people on the radio called in the other day, a few people. Oh, they were there. Nobody was being questioned or given forms or anything at the airport.
Crazy.
So that went out the window like everything else goes out the window. You know, and... it's just totally, you know, horrifying to think this has happened. Truly horrifying, you know. And but I have to get her out because I'm just breaking down anymore. I can't go on anymore without her. I want to spend whatever time we have together.
You'll do it. You just keep your energy positive. You'll get her out and get her into your own house. Okay, right now, for the time being. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and that's all you have to concentrate on. And focus really intently on that. And keep hounding the people you need to hound on. And that's all.
Right.
And you'll do it. I know you will. Okay?
You know, Maureen.
I know it just seems like
Maureen, those people that are telling you that your mom has to be that you know, that's going to take a while, that she's not on one of the first people. You should tell them. Look, they put her on the wrong list. You know.
Yeah.
And they made the mistake. You know. You
right.
owe me. You owe
mm-hmm.
her now. You should
right.
move her up. That's
yeah.
what you should tell them.
That's right.
Yeah,
Frank and I can do that. Either Frank or I.
This woman who calls is so obnoxious. Really, she's not a very friendly person. It's out of Sydney, of course, again, in the Olmsted program. But she called me one morning at 9:30. She wanted to talk to my mom. She needed documents.
I remember this.
Yeah, I said, okay. I mean, if she wanted to talk to my mom, I didn't have a problem with that, whatever. I said, so if you need anything from me, no, I have to talk to your mother. Okay, and the social worker. All right. Mm-hmm. So then the next day I called because I wanted to remind her, you know, we needed two bedrooms. Well, this is now how you call her number, and it's please leave a message. There's no phone number. There's no Miss So-and-so. There's no Olmsted program. Well, how do I know I'm leaving the number with the right person?
I would call them directly.
I just don't want to be leaving my name and phone number with somebody who's not who I want, right? Well, this went on for a few days, so then I got in touch. Oh, and the social worker hadn't heard from it. So then I got in touch with Dicky Lama from Sydney. And, you know, you can't call every day. Well, I wasn't calling every day, and if she had answered my question in the first place, I wouldn't have been calling back at all, you know? So, and half the stuff she's telling me that she needed, it's through the nursing home anyway. I don't have any of that stuff. So you know, and then I'm told at the end, because we have neither letters saying if your mother's released now, she'll be homeless. Well, then what the hell's the great urgency with calling me?
That's right.
And her, right?
Right, exactly.
So then at the end I'm told, you know, your mother's not the first one on the list. Well, hey, you know, I should have said to her, listen, bitch, I didn't call, you called me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I said.
Well, they ought to move her up. I'm
sorry?
They ought to move her up.
They should move her up on the list
So then I'm told, she's not number one on the list, and it'll take a while. Well, no kidding. I mean, it's taken 3 years for them to find out she was put in the wrong program. You know? So I'm just going to give up
on... That guy you were talking to who said that she was on the wrong program.
Oh, they got rid of him. He's gone. He's long gone. He told too much to me. They got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of him.
Is there another, independent living center that you could use? Besides?
You know, I'm going to forget independent living altogether because if she comes here, I don't really need them. You know what I mean?
I would call the state and demand a hearing that they messed up the whole thing.
You want
your mother moved up on that list.
Yeah.
That's
demand
what
it,
I would
actually.
Do.
Not call
and when you get
then,
the hearing date,
yeah.
we'll call the newspapers.
Yeah.
That's what you should do, Maureen.
You should actually
don't mess around
do that
with these people.
No pass and go anymore. I'm getting fed up with all these people. I really am.
Yeah,
Frank
because...
You got to demand a hearing.
Here,
Tell the hearing people that they had your mother on the wrong list, and now they're trying to put her at the bottom of the list, and they're blaming you for it.
That's right.
Let
That's
them
correct.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And demand an immediate hearing.
That's what our
that'll shake
you
them
know,
up.
That's what you know. Joseph Arion would have done. You know what he would have done? He would have called the top. He would have called the top person, and he would have said this. He would have said, "Listen, you know, this is not acceptable. She was on this list, and you had her on this list, you know, for X amount of years. I don't know how long your mom was on the list.
Yeah,
and
three.
Now you're putting her on you know the bottom of the list again. No way. He would have fought like crazy for you, and he would have not.
Well, that's why you want to demand a hearing."
And he would have put her on, believe it or not, he would have fought so hard, she would have been the first on the list. That's the way Joe was. He really wasn't that, right, Frank?
Yeah, because the guy who they got rid of, he asked where we wanted to live. Like, so I said, Queens, around this area. you know. But this one never asked anything, so I don't want to be put. I don't want to go from the frying pan into the fire. You know what I mean? I'd like us to have some say as to where we're going to go. You know. So then, if she comes here, we really don't need that garbage anymore. You know what I mean? Because I can get different home care people. You know, and we don't need them anymore. Really, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what home care agencies they use, but I'd like to get either, she had Fidelis, then they changed it, but she could still have Fidelis, and they said, they were the ones that said, if they got a letter from her doctor, they might get her out quicker when the pandemic was going on, because nobody was going in. So she could get them again, or she could get Arch Care, or she could get a Sunnyside.
Yeah.
So there's different places, so... If they're just doing the housing and subsidies, which we may not need the subsidies if she stays here, then the heck with them, you know? They're just a waste
come
of
down
time
on
anyway.
Them hard.
Yeah.
What they did
you know?
To you. Don't let them get away with it.
And who should I, the state, you said? Call the state?
Well, call for it and ask for a fair hearing. I would.
Yeah, and get a fair hearing.
Yeah.
But who do I have to call? The state, you said?
No, you, first of all, they have a number that they must give you independent living for a fair hearing. You can acquire that number, and then you call that number. They have to give you that number. And if they don't, you call the state. Yeah, they have to give you that number. You can call the reception. Just call the reception and say, you know, just don't tell them your name or anything. Just say, I'd like the number for the fair hearing. If they ask for your name, blah, 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 blah. Just say, I'm interested in the number for the fair hearing. Why should I even give you my name? I just like the number. I just asked you for the number for the fair hearing. Why do I need to give you my name? You know, just ask and demand it.
Hmm.
And if they give you trouble, call me and I'll ask it. All right?
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll ask it as the assistant director. You know, of Inner Sight. Ask it actually as the nursing home advocate of Inner Sight. All right?
Oh, okay.
Let's say it that way. I'm more
than
a nursing home advocate of Inner Sight. That's all.
Okay. All right. So I may not get to do that till Wednesday because I have 4 hours of mail to do tomorrow at Allison.
No.
So.
Oh, no.
So I'll do that on Wednesday, okay?
4 hours of mail that they could avoid by just sending her large print or audio. Hello?
I know. And then I had to get that thing with Social Security all taken care of. So now I have a check I have to send to the nursing home. But like my roommate said, you should have that certified because, of course, he thinks of this yesterday. I've had it for like a week. you should get it certified. This way they can't say, oh, I didn't send it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You know why? I've done that with many of my stuff because I don't trust any of these people. I have to pay extra for certified and a return receipt on all of my documentation that goes to any of these idiots because I'm getting tired of people saying, oh, I haven't received it. Oh, really? Who is so-and-so in your organization? Say, Mr. Smith or whatever. Who's Mr. Smith in your organization? They signed for it. Why don't you go check with Mr. Smith? And you know what? Lo and behold, they automatically find that paperwork.
Right.
You know, and that's really
especially now with the mail the way
now accountable because they signed for it. You know?
So now I have to see tomorrow if there's a post office near Alice, maybe.
Yeah.
The volunteer could take me to that so that I can get that out. Or he said dropping off at the nursing home.
No, I would do the return receipt certified at the post office and make sure it's return receipt because you get that return receipt back. It sounds like return receipt for merchandise. No, do return receipt certified. The reason you're doing that is when you get the receipt back, somebody has to sign for it, period.
Sign for it.
You can't read that either.
That's right.
So I know. Return receipt certified.
Right, yeah.
So now I have to see about that, too, because this is all new, too, because she never did this before. So it's just... But in a way, it's better that she has control.
I really wish they did, or something where they stamp it, the organization receives it, for people who have sight issues, but they don't do that. Like a raised... thing that the people have received it, and when they send it back, you're able to know. They don't have that. I wish they did.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. We're going to move on. Maureen, let
yeah,
us
okay,
know what happens.
Good.
Demand that hearing. Because
yeah,
these people
I'll
are jerking
that,
you around, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let them get away with it.
Just hang up from me, and then if you want, I could just see if I can attempt to call you back onto the board, or you could attempt to try and call back in, okay, to listen to the show.
Wait, say that again? Say that. Oh, you mean now?
Try calling back into the board, or,
yeah.
Or do you have a mute button that you could just listen?
I don't know. I'll just call the 213 number again and see if it goes through.
Yeah, try.
Yeah. All right.
If not, I'll
okay.
pull you off the thing and we'll work something out.
Okay.
All right.
Inner thanks, sight. Guys, for all your help. Thanks.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Okay.
Around
thank
the
you.
World.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The number here, if it's working, 213-816-1650. Do we have any other callers?
Hold on. Let's check again. I'm writing. I can't do that right now. I'm writing a support ticket, so give me a second. Let me finish writing the support ticket, and then
all right.
I'll
Inner
go back.
Sight.
Okay.
And Matt are glad Monday. Tomorrow night's open mic, and Wednesday and Thursday we got different subjects. So let's see if we can get... those subjects announced. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah,
I'm. I'm Mad or Glad Monday around the world, and tomorrow night is, I think it's tomorrow night or tomorrow day, I don't know, the debate
yeah.
between Trump and the would-be wannabe Biden, you know. Now, I don't know, to me, I'm not a debate person. You know, I think it's a waste of time. But this is how people monitor these things and judge these things, and now that they when they have a debate, somebody's going to declare a winner.
Yeah.
You know, now that's weird. A winner.
Yeah.
I mean, how can there be a winner when the election's not till November 3rd?
Yeah, right. Well, no, they
There's
mean
no
like
winner.
A what do you call? I guess a projected winner. You know.
Yeah. Well, a winner of the debate. They said
yeah.
going to affect the stock market. Well, sure. That's
yeah, it sure is.
But the people who made up the questions for the debate. Nothing, I didn't hear one thing about the disabled. Economy, Corona, I think it was China, and I forget
nothing.
The fourth subject. And nothing at all
mm-hmm.
about the dilemma of disabled people and elderly in this country.
We just had Maureen,
yeah.
she was able to call back in. But I still sent
and
that
wonder
message.
Why we,
I want to correct it. Sorry, Frank.
You wonder why we can't get help. You know, not an inkling of by these politicians that this system is horrible.
You want to hear something today? I was able to get my COVID test. Now, you know how I was able to do it? I have a sleep study that I have to go to. So I asked the woman, I said, can I come back here with my aide and she just transports me here? She said, no, the reason is you're not having a test at the hospital here. You're unable to come back and get the test done here. So I'm like, oh, great. You know how I did it? I had my aide throw me into the car, put the wheelchair back onto the lift. So I had no wheelchair, no portable wheelchair in the car with me. So if God forbid anything happened and I had to get out of the car, somebody would have had to just lift me and bring me out of the car. I swear, I had no wheelchair because I have no accessible vehicle, you know. So I got out of the car. I mean, I didn't get out of the car. She just swabbed my nose, and then we drove back. It took no more than like a half hour, you know, to do everything, go and come. So that wasn't a big deal. So my aide did that. But the thing that frustrated me the most is it was so easy, but yet they can't do that for me on a regular basis so I could go see my mom in a damn nursing home because the governor made this rule, and it really frustrates me.
Well, you ought to demand a hearing.
Demand a hearing? I ought to clock
right.
the governor over his head for making such a stupid rule.
No, you got to demand a hearing and see and make it public.
How do you demand a hearing for that?
They won't let you go see visit your mom. They have to let you visit your mom.
No, how do you demand a hearing for that? I don't even know how. Really, I don't.
You call the state. The people in charge of
the state
of the nursing homes.
No. You call the state, and you know what happens? It's not the nursing homes, Frank. It isn't. You know where it goes to? It's the governor. Because they all say you have to report it to the governor. You call the governor's line. Do you know what it is? It's a recording. He doesn't care, Frank. It's all the governor. It all goes back to the governor. Yes. We have
if you're dealing with the state,
letter.
There's got to be there's a hearing system. That's one thing.
There's no hearing system.
Sure, there's got to be.
The only way you
everything
can do
that
it
they
is officially
do, it has
with,
to
a,
be,
with a lawyer is take the whole thing to court. That's what you need to do. For real.
No,
and
I don't
I
think
plan
you need
on
a
doing
lawyer
it.
For that.
I would take it to court.
This is I'm talking about an administrative hearing.
For
you
what?
Know? What happened? You went to the hospital? Did you rolled into the hospital with your wheelchair?
No. I was in my aide's car. She did me a favor, okay? I went into, you know, from my power wheelchair, I transferred into her car, right? So I went to the hospital. I left my power wheelchair home because it doesn't fit in a sedan because you can't fit a power wheelchair no matter what
you
do.
Wait a minute,
you
just said you went from the wheelchair to her car.
Yeah, I had to.
Where did you do that?
I had a transfer. What?
Where did you do that, at home?
Yeah. So I left my wheelchair home. I had to.
So you left the wheelchair home.
Yeah. This is what the governor's forcing us to do. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that wasn't very smart.
Well, what do you want
me
to do, Frank?
You can't roll into the hospital with your wheelchair and get a test?
I could do that. Okay, that's not a problem. The problem is transportation. Okay, the buses run every hour in my area, number one, and not only every hour, and during a Jewish holiday, every 2 hours. Okay, so it all goes down to transportation for the disabled sucks. You have to call 2 days in advance.
Well, they're
going
to tell you to call the paratransit and all that.
Yeah, but 2 days in advance. You got to plan your life around this freaking system. It really bites all around.
They made it worse. Which is,
yeah, you should have to
this
only
virus made it worse.
Of.
We talked about that way back when in
I know.
In May.
We should
they didn't
only
fix
have
it
to
before.
Call the day of and maybe an how come Uber has this thing now I looked it up, right? And they have this thing. Yeah, I was looking into it and they have this program, but it's not fully instituted yet where you could take a ride with a wheelchair. But you have to pay a good awful lot of money. Now,
sure,
I said, okay, let me see if I can just put down from here to the hospital, you know, if I wanted to take a ride. It was $9. $9. $9 to do that. From here to the hospital.
And then you got
to
go back.
Only a five-minute ride.
Yeah, but then you got to go back. It's 18, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Then you got to give them a tip.
And so, I think
so
it's factored in. Hold on. I'll let you know.
Over $20.
And then I couldn't see it that well, so I accidentally booked a ride. The guy came here. Oh, my God. What a catastrophe. This could be a real Follies, you know.
What did you do? I don't understand what you're talking about.
I was on the application for Uber. They have it on the smartphone. Not so smart. Anyway, and because my site is not so good, on the application, the print is too small. And as you're clicking on to book the ride, it's very hard for me to see. So as I was making the choices, I went to cancel it before I booked the ride. Instead, I booked the ride.
When?
So
today?
Now, what?
Today you did that?
No, I did that yesterday. Because I wanted to see if there was accessible choices. And I wanted to see how much it was.
Well, that's not your fault. You can't see the damn thing.
I couldn't see the damn thing. So I ended up, the guy comes to the door and said, "You need a ride?" I said, "No." I said, "What happened? I didn't book a ride for Uber." He goes, "Yes, you did here." And he shows me the confirmation. I go, "Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking to find out cost and reservation and accessibility. You can you fit my wheelchair?" No. It was a whole follies right
Boy,
there waiting
nice.
To happen. But, you know, they have.
How are you going to get a ride without your wheelchair?
Well, that was the Uber. Yeah, but they have Uber transportation according to their website. They do have Uber transportation, but I don't believe the whole, it's half-assed, honestly, if you ask me.
Well, that's
it's
damn
not,
mad.
Yes, it is. It's not fully implemented yet. That's
half-assed
what
stuff, all the way.
Yeah, it's not fully implemented. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm going to look at what certain things are, and I can't even find where to find to book a ride with this new wave.
Well, you know what's a real mad now? People and organizations are using this virus as an excuse.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and it's worse for us.
Oh.
You know, because it was bad before. Now, with this damn virus and all these stupid things, it got worse.
Yeah. Sure did.
So that's a real mad.
Yes, it
and
is.
That's what's going on. You know, and the politicians aren't addressing that. They're not addressing that. The agencies aren't calling us and say, "Hey, what do you need? Can we help you?" They're not doing that. Why aren't they doing that?
Yeah.
All these agencies, they should be making phone calls every day.
Oh, yeah.
To the disabled constituent.
Yes.
And they're not doing
it. You know why? I have a theory on that. They don't care.
That's
my theory.
They don't give one damn about it.
Sadly, people say to me, "Oh, that can't be true." I said, "Eh? Okay. Tell me what this means." And I start telling them what certain things have happened to me and certain things that happened to other people as well. And they go, "Oh, I see your point." That would sort of mean that they didn't really care. You know, they start, you know, they don't know what to say. They're like shocked when I say certain things.
Yeah, you know why? Because the stories of people who can't get help don't get published up on the websites.
I know.
See, all these stories, you know, this would be a glad. All the stories of people who can't get help, who are disabled and elderly, should be published on the websites of the agency that's supposed to help you.
Yeah.
You should let people know. You know? But they're not up there. And that's why nothing gets done, because people are under the assumption that everything is so wonderful. You know, and it's the worst damn crap in the world, especially in this country where the resources are so vast. And it shouldn't be this way. That's what the very thing that makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mad.
It certainly is.
You know, and the politicians sit up there and they don't address it. They don't even talk about it.
They don't care.
You know, they don't
they
give
really
one
don't.
Damn.
No.
Inner sight.
I finally found it, but I don't know how to use it. I gotta figure it out. Oh, man.
You found what?
I finally found what I was talking about earlier. It's called Uber Wave, but I don't know how to.
Oh.
I have to sign up for it, and I don't know anything about it, so I gotta find out. Maybe I'll.
You gotta
I'll
pay
let everybody
for that
know.
Too.
Yeah.
Damn, I wouldn't pay for that. That's
yeah.
crazy. How the hell are you supposed to pay for all this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. Try the line. Got a few minutes.
Yeah.
See if we're working,
well,
if you want to call in.
Yeah. Hold on.
Tomorrow night's open mic. Like, what do we got on Wednesday? You have a title handy?
Yeah, hang on. I'll get it for you. I just want
to
see
open
if we have
mic tomorrow
callers.
Night.
Yes.
8 to 9.
We don't
what?
Have callers. We only have Maureen listening. And then let's go back to the show titles. And the show titles are... Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you could either choose between one or the other. We have Help Us Create the Nursing, the InnerSight Nursing, well, I wrote Nursing Program. It's Nursing Home Program. Why did I write Nursing Program? Nursing Home Program. And then there's the other one. What is training worth if you don't have accessibility or equality? I think that one should be first because I like that one. The... What is training worth? That should be Wednesday. What do you think?
Yeah, either or.
All right.
All right. So,
which ones do you want first to help us?
Wednesday we'll do the training one, and Thursday we do the nursing home.
Okay.
Sure.
Sounds good. Sounds awesome.
And hope that some politician will endorse it.
Yeah, because,
but
you know.
But don't hold your breath, world.
You know, this is very important. People need to
yeah.
hear the things that we're saying because it's the truth. We don't get the things that, you know, and it's not complaining. People have to understand that it's not complaining. We're just stating the truth. Why would we not, why would we want to continue to complain when we only want to do is change
the future?
You
know what I'd say to people when they say, That we're complaining and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I say to them, in your case, I would say to them, when you wind up in a wheelchair, talk to me about it.
Yeah.
And in my
even,
case, I would say to them, when you go blind, we'll discuss
yeah.
it.
No, it's not even
that's my response to
no,
these
no,
jackasses.
No, when you go have all the multiple disabilities that I have, let's
yeah,
talk,
whatever.
You know. You know.
Then
I'm,
talk
I'm
to
legally
me.
Blind. I'm hearing impaired.
Because other
I'm
than
visually
that,
impaired,
shut the
you
hell
know?
Up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, they don't. They really don't.
And that's how I redress.
But you know what? Some
jackets.
People answer me with, "Oh, there's so many other people worse off than you." And yes, there are. I say that, but you know what? Never undermine. And this is what I say right after that. Never undermine a person's
yeah, so many
disability
worse off.
Or anybody's. That's right. Never undermine,
and
I would never undermine yours. And then I stop
and
right
that
there.
Makes the
and
situation all the more worse.
I know. Mm-hmm. People
that there are
fight
people
all the time
who can't
like
get
that.
Help who are worse.
Yeah.
That makes it all the damn worse. You're damn
I
right
know.
There's more there's people.
That's right. And I said, you
don't why
think
don't
I fight hard for
do
them
something
and
about
myself?
That.
I fight for both. But people do fight with me all the time about this. There are people much worse. Yeah, they fight with me. I said, don't you think I'm fighting for them and
well,
myself?
Well, that's what you should tell them. Sure they
yeah.
are. Why aren't the politicians
yeah.
helping them?
Exactly. Yeah.
And the agencies.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic, 8 to 9. I want to thank Maureen for calling in, all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, and engineer. And sorry if you try to get through tonight. Try again tomorrow night. InnerSight. Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. Thank you for listening. Catch us tomorrow night live on blog.
Yeah.
Talk Radio will be with you tomorrow night on InnerSight around the world. Almost 98,000.
You believe
hearing
that?
Us.
Wow.
Let that number go up.
Yes.
Goodbye, world. Insight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.